Wings Pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like a Goosebumps book, we're hard to get through and we're scary.
Ooh.
Do you remember the Goosebumps books that had the, like, you could choose,
pick your own adventure?
Pick your own adventure, and it's love like, them. Turn to page 20, turn yep. to page 8, whatever.
And then you'd cheat, like you keep your finger in the last page.
Yeah, because you'd be like, oh, I don't like this journey.
And it'd be like, you are now dead. You're like, damn it! Flick back.
Yeah.
Showed you. I shouldn't have followed that clown to the cellar. That's on me. That's on me, Goosebumps. Corey Sutton, hello.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It's a pleasure to be here and do another episode.
Yes. We are, of course, going to add Arnie to a movie in an effort to improve it. Today's movie is Spy Kids 2001.
Full
movie.
Of nostalgia, this one. Goes way back. I remember seeing this at the movies, pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
I think I liked it at the time.
Yep. And oh, then, at the time.
And then upon this rewatch, I was like, this is a weird movie.
And then I spent the last 15 minutes talking you back into it being good.
No.
It is good.
I mean, look, I guess points for originality.
Yes. It kickstarted a whole kind of genre.
It did kickstart
Spy
a whole
Kid
genre.
Movies.
Yeah, you had your whole family action films basically come out after this.
Yep.
But then you had like...
Cody Banks.
Agent Cody Banks. Yep. Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Correct.
It
was just a whole thing.
Lava Girl, eh?
I reckon it's a good movie. Critics kind of agree.
Just to clarify, when I was saying Lava Girl...
Okay.
I was saying it as whatever age I was when that came out, which was...
Rotten Tomatoes say critics 97%, which is insane.
Cut all of that, Ethan.
And audience 47%. He can't cut it. It's in between what I'm doing.
I'm just trying to say, at the time, yeah. I was like 11 and had a crush on Lava Girl.
I was on a podcast a little while back and we're talking about Adam's Family Values, that movie, right?
Yep.
And Wednesday. And I said I had the biggest crush on Wednesday Adams. And they're like, oh, she was so young. I'm like, that's why I said had.
Because
I was a
kid.
And then I'm like, well, that's what you should have done just then.
Yeah.
Creep.
I hate this. I hate Spy Kids. See why I hate it?
Can we have the summary, please, Corey?
Okay. Spy Kids is a high-energy family action film directed by Robert Rodriguez, who usually does a bunch of those Mexican kind of Western like splatter movies.
Yeah, Machete came out of this one as well, which is a fun little fact.
Teddy
that
Trejo,
character.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yep, great movie.
With Johnny Depp, wasn't it? And Antonio Banderas.
Some great actors, yeah.
And Danny Trejo, no doubt.
Yes, of course.
Okay. When former spies Gregorio and Ingrid Cortez are kidnapped by evil TV host... is it Fagin Floop or Fegan Floop?
Sounds right. Floop.
Floop. We'll just say Floop.
Yeah, Floopy.
Their kids, Carmen and Junie.
Junie. I thought it was Judy.
I thought it was Judy too, but it's Junie.
No, it's Junie.
Must spring into action. Thrust into the world of espionage, the siblings use wild gadgets, spy tech, and their wits to rescue their parents and stop Floop's sinister plan to replace world leaders with children robots.
All while using the best graphics 2001 can provide.
Yeah.
Some of them aren't great.
No.
Some of them are better than they should be.
Look, let's just put it this 2001, those graphics versus Lord of the Rings, which also came out in the same year.
So true. Yeah. But I think one took a little bit longer to produce.
Yeah,
Spy Kids worth the wait. Is what I'm trying to say there. I'm going to draw out a random character suggestion. Thanks to everyone who are suggesting characters. I've got smooth jazz host in witness protection. Like hosting one of those nights of jazz.
You're listening to smooth jazz. Yeah, jazz nights. That is Douglas Cortez.
Well, in Australia, we've got Smooth FM. And I feel like it's one of them kind of like,
yeah,
hey,
it's just
welcome along. It's like all the cool vibes. So yeah, they're in witness protection.
Why are they in witness protection?
It doesn't say. Smooth jazz host in witness protection. Okay. So they should randomly pop up in a scene. I don't know which one. Where do we want to kick this off? Adding Arnie to this movie doesn't seem too difficult to do. So let's find a scene to chuck him in.
I think like we kind of get set up at the start of the movie with a great love story that the mum tells the daughter about how these two spies fell in love, which is the story of her mum.
Which is pretty cool.
And her husband, whose name is not Daryl, Gregorio.
Sure. I think it's so cute at the start, and they're like dating from a long distance
because they were both assigned to kill each other.
Yeah, and then like they kind of decide not to, and then they start dating from like long distances from the table. Even they propose by throwing the ring right across like the balcony there, and just kind of like throws it across. Like they're all like never seen with each other.
If they never talk to each other, how'd they even build a relationship?
Well, they did through spyways. They spoke to each other.
Spyways, yeah,
all spyways.
Having never been a spy.
No, me either. But I love the idea.
Which is something that a spy would say.
That is so true. Are you a spy? You have to tell me.
No.
Nah. Sucks. I love the idea of them trying to communicate a message, but Arnie being like caught up in the middle of it. So there's a scene where you see them at a restaurant and they're both at different tables. So I like them passing messages using Arnie as the waiter from one to the other.
That's a great idea.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Waiter, come here. Welcome to us, Austria's finest cafe that you can ever go to. Is there anything you would like? The Wiener Schnitzel is outstanding. We've got a delicious smorgasbord of anything you would like to try. Another glass of water for you then.
No, we will get some food. And by we, I mean me and my beautiful girlfriend.
It's just you here. Is she coming soon?
No, she's over there on the opposite table.
Should I wave at her now? And
Do not bring attention to the situation.
Okay.
I am going to relay to you a series of messages.
And what do I do with these messages?
I would like you to pass them on.
Well, let's start with your order then. Do you just want some more water? You actually going to order some food?
I would like to... The lady should order first, as I want to be a gentleman.
Oh, God, really?
So go ask for her order.
Okay, I'll be back. That's the thing I say.
Okay, I expect you to be back.
I'll be back. Okay, here we go. Oh, my God, I don't get paid enough for this. Hello, how are you, mademoiselle?
Hello there.
Yeah, hello. I understand that you're not completely alone today.
Ah, you're a quick learner.
Yeah, so the gentleman over there, who I'm not going to point out, has said that you must order first, and is polite.
Oh, he's such a gentleman.
Yeah, gentleman making me walk all this way, instead of making me take the order. Yeah, cool. So what would you like to order? I'm not repeating the specials.
Okay, I'll have the Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay, yes, the Wiener Schnitzel.
Wait,
yes.
Is that what you said?
Sure. I don't care. Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to drink? He's just having water
I'll
over there.
I'll have wine.
Yeah. Cool. We'll just assume just a white wine.
White wine, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, so I gotta go over.
Now you can go back to him.
And take his order all the way over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, okay, right, thank you.
Welcome back, sir.
Yeah, cool, it was a hell of a walk. All right, so she's ordered some Wiener Schnitzel and a white wine.
Does she want a side salad or chips?
God damn it. I'll be back. And I mean it. I'm so sorry, I forgot to ask, did you want the side salad or the chips?
Oh, that's a really great question.
It's not that good a question.
I do plan on getting married, so I do want to watch my weight.
Okay, cool. So it doesn't matter. I think you look fantastic.
I'll have the salad, but I'll eat some of his chips.
How's that going to work? Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you. I'm going to go to him now. She ordered the side salad in the hopes that you will order chips and she will take a few of your chips.
Oh, that's so cheeky of her.
Yeah, it's so cheeky. Oh,
we will get the Vienna schnitzel with the side salad.
Wait, you're ordering for her? She already ordered? Okay. Yeah. All right. I see what you're doing. So, yes. So, for her, and the Vienna schnitzel, side salad, yes.
With the red wine.
She wanted white wine. She said white wine.
Sorry, white wine. Go give that order to the chef. And
yeah,
then
that's
you come,
how it works,
and
yes.
And then come back here.
Immediately?
Immediately.
Okay.
Please. So go to the chef. Go.
Okay, I'm going. Hey, chef. Chef, you there?
Hey, welcome to Smooth Jazz Kitchen.
Yeah, no. God, this guy, nothing fazes him, huh? Hey, you never told me about where you originally came from. You just picked up this job.
For this, I was in radio.
Radio? That's cool.
Doing some smooth jazz shit.
Man, radio people are the best. I think they're so cool.
But now...
Alan guy, he used to do a breakfast radio show before
radio
he had a kid.
It's pretty big. You're not going to hear it.
No, Alan and Kylie, and then he had Alan and Michelle.
Never heard of him.
He used to work in Bunbury at one point. He was a pretty cool guy.
Anyway...
Better than that Corey guy who's on radio in Albany.
No, I used to work with him as well. He was great.
Who, Corey?
Yeah.
I heard he's a bit of a dick.
Real smooth.
Had a weird thing for Lava Girl. Oh, yeah, I've got some orders.
Spin those Wiener Schnitzels.
There is a
salad.
Huge queue of food. You are way too slow relaying these messages.
One with some chips and girls in the bar. What did they say they wanted to drink?
One white wine,
one
red
wine.
One
white wine and one red wine.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, and here's some smooth jazz.
That is smooth. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm just going to go out there too. Oh, God. Okay. Yep. All right, here's your wine, sir.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah?
Actually, what kind of question should I ask the lady?
I don't care.
No, I want to marry her one day. What kind of question
would you want to marry her one day, you probably ask, will you marry me?
No, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
I'm just saying, what kind of question could I ask?
You know what? I take care of it. You go back to your drink.
Hey, there's a good tip in this for
you. I don't care. All right. Hey, mademoiselle.
Oh, yes.
He's cheating on you and he hates your guts and he thinks you're fat. All right, bye. I quit. I'm out of here. Fuck this place.
And that's the second host we've had leave this week. Too paranoid about working in a restaurant where he has to look after people. Here's some more jazz.
And I think that's exactly how that scene would have gone. Good scene. Next one I'd like to have Arnie to is Fig and Floop.
Alan Cumming.
Oh, if I don't mind.
How long did you have that joke loaded for?
3 weeks.
Yeah. Alan Cumming, of course you did.
I sure
well,
do.
I'm Corey Going.
Ew. Yours is disgusting. I don't get it. So, yes, I like the idea of Arnie being that guy. One thing that Fegan Floop is proud to create is thumb thumbs. It's basically...
the dumbest thing ever.
It has a thumb on each one of its... Instead of legs and arms and a head, it's just thumbs everywhere.
And it's like... It's only because they could have the joke, oh, you're all thumbs.
All thumbs. Which is funny for a kid's movie.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of seeing what else he's created in his big lab. So let's do
like,
that.
Like present it. Because he does a lot of presentations to the shareholders.
He presents to the Liquid Terminator guy. Robert Patrick.
Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I thought that was him.
Yeah, he's in it. So
why did they get... And George Clooney at the end.
Yep, that was random.
Why?
Why not? Let's do it.
Gentlemen, come on in, shuffle in.
All right, we better make this quick. This has been a hell of a flight to get here to this random castle, but
I'm sure you'll appreciate that.
Well,
this
when
place...
it comes to classified weapons, then of course, we can do to take over the world, nothing is too much. So we're happy to be here, Fegan, Mr. Floop, and I'm looking forward to what you have to present to us today.
Yes, thank you. So, as you know, the board have all generated from investors about $1 billion for our weapons and army program.
Round of applause, gentlemen. That's fantastic money there. That's we love money. We love money.
And so,
let's give it up for $1 billion.
Part of the brief was that we needed to create a kind of henchman.
Well, soldiers, ideally.
Soldiers. A disposable soldier that can get a job done.
Yeah.
And so in the R&D department, me and the guy from Monk.
Oh, there he is. Hey, it's the guy from Monk. Now, you've created something special for us.
Yeah,
what have you
so
got?
As you can see, we've been working on some super...
Billions of dollars
so far invested in the R&D department. And so I wanted to kind of walk you through the suite of things that we've created so far.
This is going to be so good. I've seen some of the stuff this guy makes. He's really, really
good. Okay, so I want to introduce you to, and we call these... Thumb thumbs.
Oh.
Come on in.
Wow. Look at the way they march. That's pretty cool. Are they proficient when it comes to taking things out?
Watch him try to pick up that piece of paper.
Okay. Yep. He's fumbled it. He's dropped it. Okay. He's trying again. He's leaning down. He's dropped it again. He's dropped it again.
No, okay, hold on. Let me try something different.
I might be the first one to say this, but this thumb guy, he's all completely useless piece of shit.
No, hey.
He's also all thumbs.
We knew this coming into the weapons program that there would be setbacks.
Yeah, is this a setback? I thought this is what you're presenting us.
This is what I'm presenting so far.
Okay, this what else have what... you got for me? Oh, let's. I'm happy to put a line through that one, because how many of these did you create?
Well, the factory is currently mass producing.
You should stop making them immediately.
No, we've created about 2 million thumb thumbs.
2 million thumb thumbs. What do they eat?
Well, they don't, because they're
just thumbs. Okay. Well, that's cool. But all right. Well, what else have you got?
So it costs us nothing to service them.
Yeah.
And they don't eat.
Yeah.
But
can they be killed?
We need to. They're vulnerable to electricity.
Oh, that's not
and bubble gum.
Oh no, that's two weaknesses. All right,
but
cool.
Anyway, so basically, with 2 million units of thumb thumbs, we need to sell these in order to break even.
Yeah, sell them for what?
Probably like, I mean, if you divide $1 billion by 2 million.
Uh huh. Yep, that's a lot of money.
All right.
If I you was know, you to know what? Just do no, a quick calculation in my head. How many zeros is in a billion?
There's a few.
Oh, yeah, I've got it.
Yep.
So basically, each thumb
yes.
needs to sell. Oh, actually, that's not too bad.
How much?
$500 each.
$500? That's pretty good. We could sell them on Christmas or something, I guess.
That's actually really good. We could sell them for, yeah.
I want to see what else you've been working on.
Okay, that's fine.
So you got
fine.
Thumbs. What else have we got?
So, I call...
What the hell is that?
Oh.
Is that... It's so round and it's got like lots of lumps in a big sack. What is that?
That's I call that balls.
Oh, balls.
These here...
I don't like that at all. They smell...
Yeah.
They look itchy.
So as you can see, the head.
Yeah. No,
balls.
I just see balls. Balls, yep.
Where the arms would be.
Yep, more balls. Yep.
And then the legs.
More balls.
And now where the balls would be.
Yeah, where's that? Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing there. Okay.
So that's... impenetrable. You can't kick it in the balls.
No, you can. It's all balls.
Well, you can.
Watch.
Yeah, so
I've just taken it out. That wasn't difficult at all.
We've been...
I kicked it in the arm, and it just fell over, and it's now crying.
Look, I have to admit, balls was not a great idea, but we were trying to think of a way that we could quickly sexually reproduce different things, if this would increase the birth rate of thumbs.
But they have nothing to... That is balls. How many of these have you made?
Well, see, going with the balls, I'd like to introduce you to knobs.
Ah, gross. I thought I could smell something. I don't like these at all. This is a terrible use of our money. I'm going to be honest with you, Floop. Balls, knobs, thumbs.
No, as you can see where the head would be.
Yep. Yep, that's a knob. Yep.
That's a knob.
Yep.
Where the arms and legs, also knobs.
Both knobs, yep.
So.
Yeah.
What we're struggling to do... is kind of get it to come.
Okay, yeah.
But in order to reproduce the thumbs, we need the balls and the knobs.
The choice of word here is very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what they word you to.
They need to interact sexually with the vajayjays.
Ah, the vajayjays, of course. That's probably the most tasteful word you could have said.
So once these guys learn to work together, we can probably produce more thumbs.
No, we don't need more thumbs. Shut it down. I want to do something in this movie that was really cool was it. We saw lots of cool gadgets that were just obviously impossible. Like there's a microwave that just randomly produces McDonald's.
Oh, and as a kid,
you're like, this is so cool. It was like back in the day of Richie Rich, how he had a McDonald's in his house.
Oh, he did, didn't
and
he?
It was like, that's so cool. That was the thing.
It wasn't cool when he like got diabetes.
No, and he died. Sure.
Artery clogging. And...
Yeah, but you know what? What a way to go. I would like to see Machete in this one.
That's Danny Trejo.
Yeah, he's so cool in this.
What is Danny Trejo? Does he sound a lot like my...
Like the impression you're already doing?
Yeah, of Antonio.
Pretty much.
So Antonio Banderas.
He's just got a bit more gravelly. He's cool.
Danny Trejo.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep, I like it. So I want to do him talking with the kids, going through a few of the inventions as they're trying to set out on a plan to obviously save their parents.
Yeah, okay.
So let's do that.
Ah, children, come here. As you know... No, you can say something. It sounded like you wanted to say something.
Well, I just realized I'm the kid. Probably should have had Arnie as Danny Trejo, but that's okay. I'm Joni. I'm a 8-year-old child. This is my sister. Hello. Say hello, Carmen.
Hello.
There you go. But I'll do most of the talking with you.
Joni. Sorry, Junior. Yep. I had to.
So anyway, I've noticed that it's your brand that seems to be on all these random gadgets we've been doing.
Yeah, I create them. I do all the work.
So I want to talk about some of the inventions that we're going to use to take into, you know, save my parents. So I go to it first off. Quick shout out, the microwave that makes McDonald's. Beautiful, man.
I knew you would love that one.
It's pretty cool.
One of my secret inventions.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. You could, like, you know, totally save world hunger and just do everything, right?
I don't give my ideas away for free.
I'm noticing that. This looks. I saw the price tag. Very expensive.
Yeah.
Any other inventions?
$1 billion we spent on that.
$1 billion.
We would at least need to sell 2 million units at $500 each to break even on that.
Weird how you just know that sum now. Forever, probably. So let's go through some of the gadgets that we've got, you know?
Of course, you point them out. I tell you if you want them
or not. What's that one over there? It looks like a clock on a wall. Is
the
it
clock
doing anything?
On the wall. Yeah. That's a clock.
Oh, that's just a clock. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I thought it was a bit more spy. Everything here was like, it had another purpose. Okay, so what about that there? That looks like a knife. What's that?
That's actually a machete.
Oh, that's where your name comes from?
Because you keep pointing out stuff that...
Well, they're just things, aren't they?
They're just things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start pointing out the stuff that you really want.
That's good improv. What do you want to point out first and come up with on the spot? Please. Come on.
See, it looks like an ordinary pen.
Yes, okay, yes.
But then, when you twist it just right and open it up, it's one of those pens that shoots out ink into your face.
That's just the normal pen handled terribly.
No, it squirts ink out.
Okay, cool.
So say you're strapped in an office.
Yeah.
You need to squirt the ink and splish into your face.
Is it like an acidic?
I forgot to mention. It's acid.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's a cool one. All right. That's cool. I'll write that down. I don't know what this pen is.
Don't use that one.
Whoopsie daisies. No.
Okay. So this here, it looks like a normal bit of toilet paper.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Actually, it is not a toilet roll at all.
What is it?
This is made from spiderweb.
Oh, wow.
It can stop a jumbo jet landing in its track.
Cool. Yeah. What else have you got?
Over here, this looks like a gun, but it's actually a hairdryer.
Okay.
That one's not a spy tool at all. I just have long hair, and yeah, I want beautiful. To blow it out.
Yeah, cool.
Guess how many of these I got made?
I'm guessing around 2 billion. A million?
A billion.
A billion? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Wait, no. 2 million. We got two million. 2 million. It cost a billion.
Yeah, and then you can make it for $500 each.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. But that's just to make even, not a profit, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Now, before we go to our doom and we're going to save our parents, who you're not talking to at the moment, I was wondering, do you want to come with us and help us save my mommy and daddy?
You make a tempting offer.
I'll give you a movie franchise.
Now you're talking. All right, I'll come. As long as we bring the jetpack, the grappling hook, all these guns,
why
this
didn't
machine
you show
gun,
me this
the
bubble gun. Really? God damn it. Setting you with a pen up my ass. Now, I do love Machete in that movie, but it's so random how he starts off in a kids movie and then becomes like this full like action movie hero. Let's do one more scene. I think this should be after the movie is all done. We see the other family are just all spies.
Yes,
the mum, dad. It's like they're all spies.
Family business now.
But I always, as a kid, as cool as like that sounds, I always go, surely there's some laws around a kid being a spy. Let's just play with that.
Yeah, I like that indeed.
All right, kids, I'm so proud of all of you. We're here as a family, ready for our next mission, and I cannot wait to do it as a family, because love can conquer everything. Am I right, children?
Yeah.
Carmen, my daughter. You are blossoming into a beautiful girl.
I'm strong, too.
I'm aware. You're very strong. Now, before we go any further, we've been given some paperwork we need to sign before we go out there on our next mission. Because, you know, there's some laws that come into play.
Daddy, I don't like paperwork.
No, it's you're a minor. We have to sign it on your behalf anyway. Is there a knock at the
Hello?
Door? Who's that? So, do you need to take care of this for me?
Okay, Dad. Here we go. Hello?
Yeah, hi, it's me, President Bill Clinton.
Wow, Bill Clinton, what are you doing here?
I'm here to talk to your daddy.
Oh, okay, I'll just go get my daddy there. Daddy, it's President, right?
It is, Mr. President.
What an honor. Hello, how are you going today?
Gregorio, it's great to see you.
Yeah, it's truly an honor, but this is a special visit for us. Did anyone see you coming? You don't want to blow our cover. We are spies, after all.
Secret Service made sure that I would get here on time and safely without being seen.
Do you want any McDonald's directly out of a microwave?
No, we had some on the way here.
That's very cool. So what can I do for you? Is there any issues with the... I'm getting to the paperwork.
So, basically... You've been pinged on the FBI list.
Oh, no.
As a spy agency.
We were in retirement and we came back out.
We know.
My wife and I, we are now back in the business.
There's issues actually around the fact that you're bringing the children into the family business.
Is this an issue? It's a family business. You hear about family businesses all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And there's actually child slave labor laws.
Oh, yeah, because we're not paying them.
Exactly right. And that's why we're here
to talk to you. We can give them a cut. You know, and put it into like a separate bank account.
No,
and then...
it's not about having a cut. It's actually about you need to give them a consistent salary.
Oh, and then what? You got to do some GST on that as well and superannuation?
It's going to be probably some stock options depending on how much you're making.
What about laws? Is it legal for me to have a kid go and, you know, fight to the death?
You say fight to the death?
Please, the adults are talking right now.
Yeah, let the adults talk.
Carmen, please. I'm trying to talk. Go see your mother.
So basically, we just need to cross some I's and dot some T's.
Yeah, that what? No, kind of.
You heard what I said.
Okay, I heard what you said.
We need to ensure that these children are on the payroll.
Uh-huh.
And then that they waive their own rights if they're the off chance that they were to die on a mission.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, of course.
So when I first started doing this again, it was very exciting for me and my wife.
Sexually?
Yes.
Nice.
So we'd hit a bit of a rut. We had kind of gone, is this what marriage is, with the children and the carpooling and the movie nights and the shopping and all the boring things? And I thought, maybe this is my life. And then I started doing this on the side. It was exciting for me, liberating. My wife finds out. I kind of like getting caught. It's even more exciting. And now the kids are here. Kaput. Not as exciting anymore. So what you're telling me right now is the kids can't do it? Kids can't do it. You know what I'm saying? They're not even that trained.
I do know what you're saying. I got a little secret of my own that I'd like to disclose with you.
Okay.
I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
You tell me that every time, and every time I tell you, I don't believe you.
So what you're telling me is you want me to be the bad guy in this scenario.
And tell the kids.
And tell your kids that they can no longer be spies.
Yeah.
So that you can fulfill your sexual
fantasies. You can blame the United States. You can blame the country. That's fine. I'll bring the kids in. You can tell them right now.
Bring the kids in.
Junie, come on.
I'm coming, Dad. Here we go.
Here I come. Hello.
Okay, what is it that you need to tell us, Mr. President?
Here's the deal, kids.
Guys.
Uh-huh.
We, United States, values your potential as spies.
Thank you.
Thank you,
however,
sir.
We want to maximize you for as many years to come, and that's why your education is so important.
Oh, what?
And so we want you to focus. Don't swear.
Stop swearing in front of the president.
No swearing.
Sorry.
We want you to focus on your studies for the next little while until you're out of college.
No.
And then we're going to give you some really great spy jobs right after that.
So we don't have a spy job anymore?
For now.
Are we getting fired?
For now. Children, this is just part of being a spy.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Gregorio.
You did have sex with that woman. We all know it.
Yeah, you fucking pervert.
Hey, I did not have sexual relations with that young lady.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. You totally did. Get out of my house. We hate your face. Mom, he's ruining my life. I'm going to go spend all my attention on boys.
Wrapped up perfectly.
So concludes Spy Kids, which we have successfully added Arnie to. And if you want to help us out, there's ways to do that, Corey.
There is. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast, whether it be Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast from.
Hell yeah. And until next time, stay Spy Kid.
Yeah.
And
end scene.